A candle is a careless thing, God Watts. See how it is always stretching up and reaching out. It gives its substance without murmur or complaint to the flame that is consuming it. It doesn't even seem to care into what corner the flame flings its light, whether the corner is clean or dirty, pretty or ugly, far or near, high or low, deserving or forgotten, useful or neglected. Apparently, too, it doesn't care to whom it sends its warmth, whether to the outer chill, a lonely heart, a child's delight, a bore, or a lout. A candle that tries to conserve its substance is poor company on a dark night. It was pleasant to look at in the daytime. It was slender, smoothly appealing. But any candle that does not give itself away is a disappointment in the deepening shadows of a long evening. Some friends are like that, good fun in days of play, poor company in the hours of dusk and trouble. A candle must give itself away. In the giving, the sending, the spending, the spreading, the sending, it finds itself.